hours.
Now comes the introduction of fast track court system in Mukushi. In African news, a migrant boat capsizes off Libya, leaving 53 dead. Good afternoon. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. His Royal Highness Achifa Chitina of the Ilala speaking people of Mukushi District has welcomed the introduction of a fast track court system launched by the local council aimed at strengthening law enforcement and promoting justice within the chiefdom. Speaking during a community meeting with headmen and his subjects, Chief Chitina explained that the fast track court will swiftly handle cases involving harmful practices such as child marriages and excessive noise pollution. The chief warned that anyone found marrying off young children or playing music at unreasonably high volumes will face the full force of the law under the new system. He urged the members of the community to respect the law and work together to protect the welfare and dignity of all residents. Provincial administration has confirmed the widespread infestation of fall armyworm across all 8 districts in the province, posing a serious threat to food security and livelihoods. Provincial Principal Public Relations Officer Ruth Mumba says an intensive scouting survey has established that all 194 monitored agricultural camps are affected, impacting an estimated 29,502 farming households. She adds that about 13,643 hectares of maize and other staple crops currently at the vulnerable vegetative stage have been infested. Ms. Mumba notes that the Chinsali district has recorded the highest infestation rate at 62.3%, while the provincial average stands at 19.05%. She says the Ministry of Agriculture has procured and is distributing inputs for immediate pest control, urging farmers to closely monitor their fields and apply neem oil as a first-line defense.
Farmers and extension officers, we encourage you all to monitor your fields closely and apply neem oil as a first line defense. Also, a synthetic pesticide has been provided for severe cases, but it must be used only as a last resort and strictly according to safety guidelines. We encourage all farmers to inspect their fields daily for signs of the fall armyworm and report infestations immediately to their local extension officers. The Provincial Administration Office remains committed to supporting all farmers through this challenge. We are confident that with timely action and community cooperation, the impact of this infestation can be minimized.
As Zambia draws closer to the 2026 general elections, young people have been urged not to allow themselves to be used as tools of political violence, but instead to play a positive role in national development. Hosanna Everywhere Church Pastor Kobe Moyo says that youths must understand their role in politics and appreciate the importance of their vote in shaping the future of the country. Pastor Moyo emphasized that young people should embrace peace as the nation approaches elections, noting that a peaceful conduct is vital not only on voting day, but throughout the entire campaign period. The Lusaka-based clergy has further appealed to political players and community leaders to promote messages of unity, tolerance and a peaceful coexistence among youths during the election season.
This is 2026. A lot of things are going to happen and are happening already. And especially that it's an election year, our youth needs to be changed. And they need to understand that these people that will be standing as the president, members of parliament, their children are abroad. Their children are studying in UK, in America. Ours are not. And so let's not allow our children to be used as tools of violence. We need to protect them and they need to understand.
The Copperbelt Cross Border and Integrated Business Association says Zambia has a strong potential to benefit from cross-border trade due to its strategic location and natural resources. Acting Chairman General Poster Jumbe has since urged the government to address challenges such as excessive road checks and bureaucratic delays, which he says continue to hinder business growth. Mr. Jumbe notes that Zambia can expand exports of agro-produce, including cassava, to neighboring countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo and Angola, thereby creating jobs and boosting the economy. He has a further